permits for Trump-favored gas pipeline approved by New York and New Jersey, written by Vincent Gabriel, and read by an automated voice. Albany, the state of New York, has reversed course and issued a critical water quality permit for a proposed natural gas pipeline off the coast of New York City. The New York Department of Environmental Conservation's approval November 7 reverses the state's three previous denials. Hours later, New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection issued water quality and other environmental certifications for the same project. The permit approvals come after public fights over offshore wind, gas pipelines, and congestion pricing between Governor Kathy Hochul, or D, and President Donald Trump. Today's decision is a complete reversal from their previous determinations to reject the exact same pipeline over threats to New York's water quality, said Mark Eisman, senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. The proposal is the same. The law is the same. The only thing that's changed is the politics. In an emailed statement, Hochul said she stood by the DEC's decision. While I have expressed an openness to natural gas, I have also been crystal clear that all proposed projects must be reviewed impartially by the required agencies to determine compliance with state and federal laws, Hochul wrote. I am comfortable that in approving the permits, including a water quality certification, for the NESE application, the DEC did just that. The Northeast Supply Enhancement, or NESE, project would carry natural gas 24 miles from New Jersey into New York City and Long Island across Raritan Bay. It is an expansion of Williams K's massive, nationwide gas pipeline system operated by the Transcontinental Gas Pipeline Company. In the permit approval announcement, DEC said another project, the 124-mile Constitution Pipeline, would not move ahead. The department said Constitution Pipeline Company withdrew its application for permits. The Constitution Pipeline was planned to cross New York into New England and was controversial with locals and many New York elected officials. Chad Zamarin, CEO of Williams, told Politico the company was proud NESE was moving forward and that the company planned to continue working on the Constitution project. The company revived both pipelines after receiving public support from the Trump administration. As governor, a top priority is making sure the lights and heat stay on for all New Yorkers as we face potential energy shortages downstate as soon as next summer, Hochul said in an emailed statement. We need to govern in reality. Trump took to Truth Social days earlier to support NESE and Constitution. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York State is killing the entire region with energy prices that are out of control and expected to triple because she can't get an upstate and separately Long Island pipeline built, Trump wrote before condemning New York City's congestion pricing tolls. Earlier in 2025, the president publicly feuded with the governor over the denial of pipeline permits and offshore wind. The president moved to stop construction on Empire Wind 1 but reversed course after claiming to reach a deal with Hochul in May. The White House claims Hochul caved on natural gas while the governor's office denies any deal was reached. Anshul Gupta, policy and research director for New Yorkers for Clean Power, said in an emailed statement that shortly after Trump and Hochul reached an agreement, the New York State Public Service Commission found a reliability need for the NESE. The reasons that the PSC gave in its rushed determination of NESE's reliability need are transparently concocted to justify the project, Gupta wrote. It's a remarkable coincidence that this so-called reliability need happens to exactly meet the 400,000 DT/day capacity of a project that was proposed more than 5 years ago. The Independent Power Producers of New York praised the decision, saying it affirmed that natural gas is a crucial resource in maintaining the reliability and safety of the New York grid. IPPI noted that 90% of electricity generated in the city is from natural gas and oil. I commend the DEC for recognizing that natural gas will continue to play a key role in the state's energy future, IPPI CEO Gavin Donahue said in an emailed statement. Until zero-emissions dispatchable resources have been identified and developed, natural gas will remain a necessary transitional component of New York's fuel mix. Eisman said Hess preparing to fight the permit in court. The NRDC, Earth Justice, and other groups had challenged FERC's greenlighting of the pipeline in federal appeals court at the end of October. In an emailed statement, Earth Justice called the approval shameful,